Welcome to another episode of Making Your Business Easier, the podcast where we give you what you need to succeed in the world of small business. The best from marketing, branding, psychology, sales, outsourcing, and more. Tune in every week for ideas that can help take you and your business to the next level. And remember, by subscribing to this podcast, you receive $100 towards your first project. So sign up today at yourvpm.com/podcast. Now, here's your host, Josh Schreier.
The intro you just heard was recorded and produced by Abra Audio Productions. I only recently became aware of Abra Audio, and I have to say, I've had such a great experience working with them. Michael, whose voice you just heard, is the owner and operator of Abra Audio, and he was so easy to work with. Within a day of contacting him, we had a great meeting where we went through every detail of the intros with me, and really, literally word for word, and he helped fix up the scripts for the intros. He even made sure that everything was going to go sound good, and he just did everything the way we wanted it. And it was so fast. You can't even imagine how fast it was. And one day later, the finished products were sitting in my inbox. He even went ahead and helped me find some great music to go along with the voiceover that you just heard. It sounds great. Very professional, very clean. I plan on using him for other projects in the future, and I really cannot recommend him enough. One of the biggest benefits to this service is his pricing, which again, can't be beaten, especially in his industry. His prices are very reasonable, and you can expect to get great quality recordings for significantly less than you'll find anywhere else in the open market for voiceover talent anywhere near as good as him. All in all, Abra Audio Productions comes highly recommended by me, your host, and you can contact them directly at abraaudio@gmail.com. That's abraaudio@gmail.com. And they'll help you get any voiceover project that you have. Now, let's get on to the show. Hello and welcome to another episode of Making Your Business Easier. I am your host, Josh Schreier, and this is the podcast where we give you the best from marketing, branding, psychology, sales, outsourcing, and so much more. On today's episode of Making Your Business Easier, we're going to discuss a very interesting topic that is a little controversial, but is a topic that I think is very important for small business owners. And that is the topic of that you have to spend money before you make money. Now, as an introduction to this topic, there's really two different types of businesses in the world. You have wholesale and retail on one end, and you have the service businesses on the other end. Now, what is the difference? Well, there's very big differences, especially in this topic. Say you want to open a restaurant or a hardware store or pick a retail store, doesn't matter what you want to open. Now, it always depends what was there before. If you want to open a retail store and before you came in, it was a hardware store, so you're going to have to do a lot of construction and remodeling, and that's going to cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Then, once you do that, then you have to do the decorations, the interior design, the inventory, the shelving. That costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. Then you have to hire the staff, pay for the rent, pay for the electricity, water, gas, everything else. So you're into this usually in most businesses, $500,000 to $1 million before you open the doors, before you have one customer, and you might be closed up in 6 months, and who knows how many creditors you owe money to for the end of time, unless you want to declare bankruptcy. So that's one end of business. So there, in that type of business, it's understood that everyone has to spend money to make money. If you want to open a hard goods business with a storefront, you have to spend six figures to get off the ground. That's just a given. Now, in the service business, it's the exact opposite. You go to the other end of the extreme. People can say, I'm a lawyer, I'm a graphic designer, I'm a web designer, I'm a painter, a plumber, whatever you are. I can just run my business by myself. If for the time being, until I get clients, until I make money, I can do everything. I can do all the secretarial work, all the accounting, all of the web design, and if I have to hack it, I'll hack it out. I'll watch 20 hours of tutorials on YouTube. I'll read books. I'll get books. I'll do whatever you want. So this is what I call the entrepreneurial fallacy. And this, according if you look up to a lot of small business researchers, is the number one reason that small businesses fail. Because they get caught up in the hundreds, literally hundreds of tasks they have to do that don't make them any money. Because as a small business owner, the only way you make money is rendering the services that pay you your hourly rate that you deserve. Anything else, doesn't matter what it is, making a website, marketing, online, offline, making pamphlets, making brochures, doing anything else, doing running errands, shipping, receiving, all of that makes you no money whatsoever. Unless you're billing for the service that you are rendering, you don't make any money. So what is the alternative? So here's also the problem. Many small business owners, especially the baby boomer generation, see people between 40 and 65, are raised in a generation where the only option you have is to either hire people or do it yourself. But there's an entire new world out there today that's opened up in the last, say, 10 years because of the internet called outsourcing to other countries. So as an example, if you want to build a website, so if you want to build it in the United States of America today, a simple 5-page website will run you probably $2,000 to $5,000 depending on who you talk to. It could even be more if you talk to a fancy place. I can get you that exact same website for $500 by using developers in places like India, the Philippines, Bangladesh, Malaysia. Now, you might have had bad experiences with people like this in the past, maybe a phone salesperson on Verizon or Sprint or from Best Buy or anything like that. Pick your poison that, you know, didn't even know how to pronounce your name, didn't understand them. But in reality, these people are very highly talented. They speak fluent English. Now, again, not necessarily the telemarketers that you had experience with in the past, but people who actually do this kind of work, websites, social media, graphic design, I can tell you a 24 experiences I've had in the last 3 to 6 months that would blow your mind of what you can pay, as little as you can pay, for the highest quality work. So now, why do people not want to do this? This is the big deal. There's a few reasons that if you are an owner of a business or if you know people, these are the answers you're going to hear. First of all, if I can do it for free, why pay for it? Well, this is the number one problem with this. Number one, if you take that approach, that means you're going to do everything yourself. And like I said, you'll find yourself in the 21st century, especially busy 15, 16 hours a day doing tasks that make you no money. Because the tasks will get bigger and bigger and bigger. 50 years ago, 60 years ago, you didn't obviously need a website. That marketing was limited to, you know, newspapers, radio, some other mediums. Today, that you have to be on social media. If you like it or not, you have to have a presence on social media for almost every retail, almost every service business. You have some presence on social media. You have to have a website. You have to have traffic to your website. You have to have a nice looking website. You have to have marketing materials. You have to have customer support, customer follow-up. There's so many things you need that, and once you get customers and start actually rendering business, the problem just gets worse and worse and worse. Because once you're having customers and you can't take on more customers because you're doing all the work yourself, so then you max out, which is what happens to most people, is they can get 2, 3, 5, 10 customers and they can't handle more because if they're doing everything themselves and rendering all the services themselves, then you're really stuck. The other answers to find are like this. These are some other common answers. Number two, I think I can do it better than anybody else. Now, this is classic psychology for small business owners. Why? Classic because the reason they went into small business in the first place, the reason they opened their business in the first place is usually because they felt, why am I working for someone doing graphic design or web design or being a plumber painter or whatever they want to be, a doctor? I can just do this myself. So this individual sort of renegade mentality, which is good to get you off the ground and get you past all the barriers of psychology to not do this in the first place, everyone tells you you're out of your mind, is the same thing that caused you to fail because you think you can do everything better than anyone else. Even things obviously you don't know. Like say you don't know anything about marketing or online marketing or graphic design. Say you're a web designer. You don't know anything about social media, or you're a plumber and you obviously, you know, many times don't know anything about social media, at least how to make money on it. You might know how to go on Facebook and Twitter, but how do you make money on social media as a plumber? That is a whole problem. That's a whole discussion itself. So we can give other examples, but this is really the key. So I think we'll keep this short for today. This is really the issue. You have to spend money before you make money. You have to have an infrastructure of people around you so that when you have the ability to succeed and get customers, you have an infrastructure around you that you can handle those customers. If you don't believe you're going to get customers, so don't go into business. Simple as that. It's simple as that. If you really think that you're investing this time and effort and money to support your family, to go into business, and you think you're going to be successful, So take the steps necessary ahead of time before you reach that success to build the infrastructure around you in order that you can support that business when it gets customers. And I can tell you from my own personal life and my own business, it is the greatest decision you'll ever make, especially if you can find it inexpensively. My monthly budget, I don't want to say a number, don't want to embarrass anybody. My monthly budget for about 10 people who are working for me almost around the clock is less than you'll pay a secretary in America once you pay her salary and her medical insurance and unemployment and retirement and all the other fun things you have to pay for with employees. I can almost guarantee you that what I'm paying per month is less than you're paying your secretary right now, anyone who's listening to this. So that's it. So that's really the message. You have to spend money before you make money in order that you can actually make a profit and have the time to do the things you need to do once you actually get off the ground and enable you to get into a position to make money faster. Because most people I know who are in this mentality never are in a position to make money, or it takes them 2-3 years to be in a position to make any real money at all. And by then, they've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars. Because again, you didn't think you were going to invest money because you're a service business, but by the time you've been in business for 6 months or a year, 2 years, and you haven't had more than 5 customers, so that is as much of a loss percentage-wise and proportionally as the restaurant that spent $500,000 and went under in 6 months. So that's it for today. Also, as mentioned in the intro, and I'll mention again, anyone who subscribes to this podcast, which you can do at yourvpm.com/podcast, will receive $100 towards their first project. And of course, the consultation and all the client meetings are always free. And the $100 just goes towards work that goes on into your project past the consultations. The consultations are always free from beginning to end, from the beginning we meet you to the end of time. We never charge for client meetings no matter what we do. And that's it. So have a wonderful day. And we look forward to seeing you next week at another episode of Making Your Business Easier. Have a great day and thank you for listening.